Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzansi Stellaville is filled with flavor.
But you know that re o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I'm Joy Mpande and I'm not alone. I am joined by... As per usual, so if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you are a regular, you already know what time it is because it's Music Friday. We start with some music news. Some unfortunate ones this time around, unfortunately, in the music department. It's just been all doom and gloom. Recently, Solly Moholo was rushed to hospital, which is quite unfortunate. I mean, he was out there for the pre-launch of his album and seemingly, you know, fine, I guess, for the audience, or rather people that were witnessing him perform. He seemed to be in a good condition, good and stable condition, but suddenly he was rushed to the hospital. A statement was shared on his Facebook page by his management saying that, yeah, he's receiving treatment. But it's quite vague because treatment for what? Falling ill of what? I mean, it's not funny. I mean,
of what? Because in that statement, yeah, they're not elaborating what's going on. They just say right. He was rushed into hospital. Then they're not saying what really happened. Exactly. Hence, I'm laughing at the statement, but because even on Tuesday, I managed to get a word or two from him, but it was about something else regarding our story.
What did he say? I mean, the
suicidal part from a previous article.
Which is what came out of his mouth?
Seriously, he was speaking about that, but...
Ugutin.
He doesn't know about the suicidal part.
So, that's weird. So he went on a podcast and said he was once upon a time suicidal, and now he does not remember. So is he in hospital because of his memory? Which one is the issue now?
I guess, pela, ushapakiri amnesia when...
I don't know, because, I mean... You can't say something on one platform and forget that you said it. I mean, maybe if he wants to argue just the correlation of the two, maybe that's definitely arguable because, you know, it's just that with a vague statement came, did he attempt? I mean, that could have been another speculation. Did he attempt to commit suicide yet again? Is he just going through a lot? That would have been a speculation, you know, of sort, because there's so many loopholes in the statement that one can easily, you know, bring that as part of it. But yeah, if you're alive and well, good for you.
At least we can get a few words or so. Maybe we can do some write-up, follow-up from him. Maybe now he's better.
Yeah, and he must tell us exactly what is it that he went through. You know,
in fact, what's going on?
What is going on with going him? On?
Because our previous article means something else, that this guy might be going through a lot. We don't know. And he hasn't been that active on the gospel front. So we need to find out what's going on. I think I'll do that maybe for tomorrow.
Well, it is Friday, which means that there's a CC church iyavula naye angeneke and get the, you know, and become whole, right? Well, moving right along, still in the gospel scene, another unfortunate incident that took place was with Uzalelo Mbokazi's demise, and we're still mourning that. However, the silver lining, I don't know if we can even call it that when we're talking about death, but the 17th Crown Gospel Awards are still to take place as scheduled, because this is something that they have been planning for quite some time. However, when is the date? When is the date, Kumoso?
They haven't
announced.
Oh, it's the date and the venue.
The venue.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was last year when they had it, when they had they had them at Soweto.
I think last year it was there in Soweto.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, they tried to do them bigger and better. And I think Uzanele, that was definitely, you know, the vision that she had. And I look forward to seeing how they decide to twist it this time around. I think they should go back to KZN, though. I think when they happen in KZN, they're so lush and they definitely do them quite well, better than what happens in Joburg. And also, I think in her honor, it would be great for them to bring them back to KZN.
But I'm sensing they might host in Durban.
Ne?
I think.
Yeah, myself as well. Yeah. I think so. So that would be something definitely to look forward to. That's that on that. Still on the music front, though, Dr. Malinga has refuted claims that he's dumped Utsekeleke 012. I want you to definitely shed light. For those who don't know, Kumoto is going to tell us who Utsekeleke 012 is.
So Utsekeleke is an entertainer from Mabopane in Pretoria. He always shares a stage with Dr. Malinga while he's performing. So they are recording some singles or music. In fact, yesterday they went in studio to record. But now with regards to this story, Dr. Malinga said a lot. Apparently, there's a family member from Utsekeleke's side who's meddling into the association. They're demanding money. And also, the very same family member spreading rumors that Dr. Malinga is chowing Utsekeleke's money. So yesterday, Malinga told me a lot, said, no, this certain family member is the one that frustrates Utsekeleke to a point where she would swear to Utsekeleke, in a pigsty and that. So what I can take out from that conversation with Utsekeleke, with Dr. Malinga, I mean, was that he said during his birthday, he decided to buy Utsekeleke a gift by buying. He presented a room makeover to Utsekeleke's room because it wasn't in a state for a person like him. So, but we'll hear from the recordings though.
Right. Yep. So, as you mentioned, we did have a chat to him. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
And then, how did the that diamond? I don't know. They tend to want to own it. We are working. Good relationship. But he enjoys working with us.
Isn't Utsekeleke the same personality who's promoting obesity on their profile? The same person, right?
I think it is.
Yeah, like chowing a lot. I can definitely only imagine what that room actually looks like. But I think for Dr. Malinga, for somebody of his caliber and all the stuff that he's went through in his journey of the career, he's fallen on hard times before. He knows what it feels like. I don't imagine that he would want to take advantage of another artist yet again. But also, if there's speculations where there's, you know, smoke, there's fire, there's a reason why perhaps those conversations have come up. And also, you know, when you have fallen on hard times, sometimes you just want to... It just sometimes can cause gluttony where you just, gluttony or greed, where you just want more and more and more and more. But hopefully, you know, they iron things out.
But the girlfriend as well, Black Cat, Utsekeleke's girlfriend, she's also part of it, but she's not saying anything. She's just saying we should continue working with Dr. Malinga. So that means the greed is towards that family member. They're recording a song with Black Cat.
You know, and And you know, one thing about fame is that you'll never know if you really have the right people around you. Sometimes, like, you can get famous, like, it's your time to shine. And then suddenly your family member also wants to become a model or a singer because the spotlight is on you or whatever. So, I don't know, man. We'll just see how the story unfolds, but hopefully...
It's just like if you've got a publicist, then you go to, you attend an event. Reshuta wena, you are our star. Then all of a sudden we see publicists go to the red carpet.
Yes! That is exactly it. Like, how is your publicist trying to be famous as well? Like, how is that even happening? Yeah, very weird. Speaking of things that are weird, though, that have transpired recently, somebody, and I wonder who Ungizwe is married to or girlfriend to. Like, where's your family? Where are your friends? Ungizwe Mcunu is on the disruptor side yet again with his behavior. And his disruptive behavior might just, you know, have gotten him, you know, on the blacklist of an airline, FlySafair specifically. And this is after he recently, a video of him rather, taunting and shouting, singing in FlySafair. It went viral. It resurfaced on social media, which caused, I guess, FlySafair to say that this guy was actually disruptive. And I get where they're coming from. I don't even look at FlySafair and feel like they are in the wrong. I feel like, what were you doing? Like, this is, like, you know when somebody, it's decorum. It's called decorum. Know how to act when it's time to act that way. I know we've once seen that video of Kanye West and the Sunday choir singing in the airplane, and it looked so cool that we all wanted to do it, but not really, because obviously they were in an airline that was private, and that's how they got away with it. Now, if we're seeing Ungizwe, I don't know, would see what he's chanting and singing, like, what is he doing? It's just basically just barbaric behavior, I would say.
King Shaka International Airport. We need you proud. We need you proud to our culture. We need you proud to the king. You have to respect
this is King Shaka.
You have to respect
this is
our
king.
Mr. Namajan.
But keep it.
I wouldn't want to be friends with you. What are you doing? And obviously the people around you are very much just trying to, I don't know, they are just the yes men and fans of you because they're not even calling you out.
I think the guy just wants relevance because he's been quiet.
He's always been, just like, what is, like...
He's can been he, quiet.
He's not on radio anymore. Can you go back to radio? Like, something has to happen, but all of these, you know, things that he's doing, can they stop? Honestly,
he's trying to be relevant,
right?
He's been quiet ever since the elections got concluded. Then
I get to hear that he was gonna get, but he, Sana. Okay, so another celebrity who's also had trouble with an airline is Kelly Kumalo, who went. I guess I can't say she went viral, but a video of her having a verbal altercation with an employee at Sem Air went, you know, it resurfaced on social media. That's her saying South Africa should not support Sem Air. But the thing about her in that video is you're just telling your people to not support a specific airline, but you're not giving us context as to what transpired. You just want us to be angry with you. What is the story there? And obviously, as per usual, we can try to call Kelly Kumalo all we want. Her numbers change every day and she doesn't answer anyway. So we'll never know. And maybe it's time for Sem Air to kind of like, not time, but I mean, can Sem Air come out and tell us what the story is, but because we don't have context and I haven't really told you what the heck it is about, let's have a listen to a snippet of what she or what her complaint is.
Service from Kem Air. We miss our flight when we are there. It's not on screens. They don't even bother to even send SMSs so that we don't get to miss our flight. This is what we are dealing with. South Africa must never ever support this shitty airline.
Well, that's that on that. Somebody who does not mind giving the meat literally to is Kanye Mbao, who's trending for going under the knife yet again. Before we even get into the story, or rather, let me say the story first for context for our listeners. Kanye Mbao recently shared a video on her social media saying that she bought a new face. This is her saying that she's tired of getting Botox, tired of getting fillers that are going to last for 3 months, and she wanted a permanent solution to achieve a structured, tight face. And she's sharing her healing journey with us. Shout out to her for being so candid about this entire thing, regardless of having so many people, you know, criticizing her on social media. Yeah. What are your thoughts? Can you recognize? Would you recognize Kanye
No.
In the street?
I was yeah, born in no little changed. China, no, from Michael Jackson to Asian.
Okay, but what is your beyond even Kanye Mbao's story? What are your thoughts like regarding not just celebrities, but so many women undergoing so much cosmetic modifications or procedures, you know, to look like the Barbie,
like,
or you know,
like back in the days, I can say 10 years ago, these celebrities used to preached the word saying, you must love your way you are. What? But no, I'm a BBL left and right to be a mateki. So,
I agree.
But she's done. No, she's done.
You know, for me, this conversation, I feel two ways about it. One, it is your body. It is your body, and you can do whatever you want with it, and we shouldn't be policing you. It's fine. Question to that is, to what expense and extent? Like, first of all, money-wise, but also your health is also at stake. And are you willing to go through so many things just to, like, what is the obsession about it? Yes, I get the fact that it could be addictive, and I've never gone under the knife, so I don't really know, but I genuinely can't even take a needle. So yeah, that's one element. But I feel, for me, just the obsession with this beauty and cosmetic procedures is getting out of hand. And then I wonder, when we look at brands and how they've tried to, you know, change, or rather create some sort of inclusivity in their ads and their modeling and whatever, in order to kind of change beauty standards, I feel like they're not really doing it the right way. Because even when you look at the models that they include in these, we are inclusive, black is beautiful, love yourself, whether you're voluptuous or whatever, there's still an element of the typical sort of beauty. I don't know if I can say that. Like, you wouldn't just find, like, it's not a regular, thick, you know. Basically, it's a lengthy conversation, and my feelings regarding this is too much. But also, do whatever you want with your bodies. But also, at the same time, I think the desperation to be Barbie and to look a certain type of way should not be at your health's expense. Love yourself. It's still Women's Month, I think. Or Ipelile. Love yourself, Jesus. But, you know, do what you want to do. Do whatever you want to do. Let's have a listen to what Kanye Mbao had to say when undergoing, or after rather, undergoing the procedure.
So I am literally a few hours of surgery. I think it's been about 4 hours since surgery. I've only started getting my life back. I seem like a normal person. As you can see, I am super swollen. Yeah, here we go. The healing journey. I think I've passed my dad somehow. But I'm okay. The experience seemed fine.
Moving on to some other drama, though. Oh, Kanye, from the Ultimatum essay, if you can remember, the lady who brought all the drama that she could bring on the show. seemingly is not just the devil on screen. I'm going to call her, can I call her the devil? Is that a wrong thing to do? I don't know. Whatever. She's seemingly not a horrible person just on screen. She's also very dark and very ugly, you know, in real life too. Like, you know, when, no, and you know what? I've never really, and I think I maybe am wrong to even call her ugly and all these things because I've never met, had a real personal encounter with her. But the way that she portrays herself, I see no light and no Jesus in there, you know? Anyway, she went on El Tito's podcast to speak about a lot of things and made so many allegations regarding allegedly not having been paid on the show. And she made a lot of very cringy comments about her baby daddy. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
Not to pry too much into your business, but this is a show to also educate people. Like, for someone being on a reality show on Netflix, right? What would be the payment be? What is the structure? Are you guys paid weekly, monthly? How does it work?
I don't want to get too. I don't want to get into.
It doesn't
it
have
much.
To be technical in terms of like the exact amount, but just like how does it work so people know? Do they pay you for each episode monthly? Do they pay every cast the same way? Do they pay you exactly the same as?
There was no. How do I put this? No, but it's for my pocket money. I don't know.
What? What do you mean?
No, but there was no actual formal payment.
There was no actual formal payment.
What do you call this? Not pocket money, stipend of sort.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is no structure.
And from that, we had to buy our own food and all of that.
Yeah. Wait. So for a reality show on Netflix, you don't get a formal like payment. They just give you pocket money and you buy your own food out of that.
Don't quote me too much, but we didn't get, well, nah. You know.
You never got like an official payment from that thing. No, but as much as it is, it's like, it's funny, but not funny. Because guys, like, we need to speak about these things. You know what I'm saying? Because the industry needs to build and we need to have these type of conversations.
I know everyone's been tiptoeing around this.
Yeah.
And I know for me, if it's a problem for me, then it's a problem for one or two people.
Not sure if that was even worth us even listening to. I hope she finds peace. And of course, if you do tune in and do stay captivated to the Times Live or Chisa timeline, you will be seeing the Netflix response regarding that matter. But we'll move on and wrap this up with some good news. Umsawawa being back with some music. I honestly, when I read your article, I was like, oh, you've been making music? We've never heard it. With what? I can't even like sing Umsawawa song. Like, in my head, all I can hear is yes. Umsawawa. Like, what music is he making? It's almost like Zola 7 right now. He's been releasing music. We don't know a single song. We're still on some Ngapheli Themba stand or some.
Like Danger, Big Nas has been doing music, but you last heard music.
Like with Mampinja. Yes. Yes. But, you know, don't give up. Keep going. Keep it up. We love it. Right? You had a chat to him?
Yep. Let's listen. Recording.
Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Yeah, abantu bangilandelayo, they know. The last song I released, Ibayeza. Yeah, Ibayeza Kamalayo. I featured Ufudi M. Giona, No Settled Makai. If you do a conicona lapago, go YouTube. Yeah, Ipumengo 2003. So, yeah, and it did very well. And your manager's Kuluma, the challenge, Yayo, a big end of TikTok. We manage a little 1.3 million views. Yeah, so this single that I'm going to release is not really a comeback, but Kunabantu a bank in Dala, Uxelenzanabu, a Jango Fugani, a good night is part of the song. So we are reuniting since Sakalanda won, Sisabangan, you know, and then Cesala, Joburg. Yeah, so igama lengoma it is called Izandla Phezulu, featuring uKelvinator, which is an actor from Uzalo, and then featuring uFundi M, and then Masukuba uVukani.
That's that on that. I have a quick question to ask you about Msawawa. Do you think, I mean, first of all, you know, it is all the ball is in his court. It is his life. It is his career. Only he can say when it's time to throw in the towel. But what is your, you know, opinion on how his career is going? Do you think musically there's still a demand?
I don't think there's still a demand for Msawawa. I don't think so.
Do you think he should stop?
Yeah, because even now, in fact, he was performing last week, Sunday, in Mabuni.
Oh.
I've got a video of him getting in the club.
Mm.
They had all the posters and everything. But I don't think Bamba is relevant. But yeah, Nutufunuk Bamba Ma 2K.
Yeah, I think. You know what's crazy? That is not impossible. It's very much possible. The only thing that the strategy behind that is for him not to be the Msawawa that he used to be. Mm-hmm. It's about him. What is the word that this record label owner used? Adjusting to the music of today, but also collaborating with the young ones. I would jump on Amapiano if I was Msawawa, but I would do it with an Amos. Or somebody else in
yeah, with
the
Amos, that would
you
be
know,
great.
That would be dope.
Be great.
Or any other, you know, I'm a piano artist who's really doing it right now. I think they're always open to collaborate more, especially with legends. We don't want to hear Msawawa, yes, yes, yo, from back in the day. But I mean, if he's still booked and busy, if you're saying he was performing just over the weekend, that is great. That is all good and great. And I think if he can make a coin wherever he can, definitely do that, because we don't want to be later, God forbid, contributing towards, you know, a funeral.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChisAlive. This Chisapod is a Times Life production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande.
I'm Kumotsa Makhanedi.
Until next time, it's goodbye for now.